Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
My name is Jennifer Powell, and I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about the benefits of mindfulness for those with multiple sclerosis. 4 weeks of mindfulness meditation help to improve thinking skills and a sense of emotional balance in people with multiple sclerosis and to a greater extent than cognitive training given to a separate patient group, a pilot clinical trial reports. These results were detailed in 2 studies published in the journal Rehabilitation Psychology and journal Neuropsychology. Both studies were led by an associate professor of psychology at The Ohio State University and funded by a National MS Society award, given the society reported in a news release. Estimates show that, compared to the general population, people with MS have significantly higher rates of depression and anxiety, and these emotional changes negatively affect both cognition and quality of life. Researchers are looking for better ways to help patients address these mental health issues. A research team explored the therapeutic benefits of mindfulness with MS patients in a pilot trial. Mindfulness is a type of meditation that focuses on perceptions by generating awareness and acceptance of moment-to-moment experiences. The technique aims to lessen reactions to pain or distress caused by changes in a patient's health. The study randomized 61 patients to 3 groups. One was given 4 weeks of mindfulness-based training, MBT, another 4 weeks of adaptive computerized cognitive training, ACT, and the final group served as controls on a waiting list. Mindfulness practice consisted of 2 hours of in-person sessions each week, and homework assignments performed daily for 40 minutes. Exercises included breathing, awareness, body scanning, and sitting meditation. Participants were asked to focus on thoughts, emotions, and sensations. 2 hours of weekly in-person sessions and 40 minutes of daily homework were also given in the ACT group. Cognitive training homework consisted of reading and video games, exercises focused on processing speed, attention, working memory, and executive function. Cognitive impairment, namely in processing and speed and working memory, were evaluated. Mindfulness training was seen to significantly improve processing speed compared to both ACT and control groups. Greater gains in working memory were also observed in the MBT group and linked to changes in awareness. Measures of cognition taken at the study's start did not seem to influence changes in processing speed or working memory. Among patients in the ACT group, practice time and level game difficulty were not associated with cognitive gains. Emotional control was evaluated using self-reported and behavioral measures. Researchers observed that compared to the control and ACT group patients, those given mindfulness training showed a greater ability to regulate their emotions. Mindfulness training was associated with reduced emotion dysregulation compared with the adaptive cognitive training and the weightless control group, the researchers wrote. Feelings of worry and acts of rumination, or repeatedly thinking about problems or fears to the point of paralysis, were also lesser in the mindfulness training group compared to patients in the control group. Results showed no differences in the approaches used to regulate emotions or in the overall quality of life among the groups. These findings suggest that lifestyle, behavioral, and psychosocial approaches, such as mindfulness, can be important tools to promote emotional and cognitive health in MS patients. Our pilot study provides preliminary support for MBT to reduce self-reported emotion dysregulation in people with MS. They noted, however, that given the pilot nature of the study, it is important for future well-powered trials to investigate these effects using multiple measures of the same construct and assess potential mechanisms of training-related gains.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.